A Romanian immigrant in New York, Lady Liberties, large and small, and a business being passed from father to son. Those are the ingredients for this week's Sideways Glance, our regular look at a story that makes us do a double take. Here's the world's Nina Porzucchi.
Sitting in his factory showroom in Queens, Ovidio Colea remembers the first time he saw her.
I saw from the sky. That was the first thing I saw. You see, my nose stick on the window.
It was 1978, and Ovidio watched Lady Liberty from the window of his first plane ride after leaving Romania for life in the U.S. Back home, he first heard about the statue from reports on Voice of America as a kid.
And I never believed I would be the one to do the Statue of Liberty.
By do, he means make. Except for a brief gig as a cab driver, Ovidio has spent more than 30 years crafting those miniature replicas of the Statue of Liberty, the ones you see in souvenir shops all over Manhattan and Liberty Island. And he claims to be the last New Yorker to manufacture the statue in the United States. From outside, his factory, Colbar Art Incorporated, is not much to look at, a plain brick building in the shadow of the Long Island Expressway. But inside, it's like Santa's workshop meets the Smithsonian. A half dozen workers, many of them immigrants like himself, cast tiny replicas of the Green Lady, filling boxes upon boxes everywhere you look.
Oh my goodness, there's how many...
I'm the one who make more liberty than everyone, and I'm supplying an entire world, I can say, with the liberty.
Okay, so maybe he's not supplying the entire world with liberty, but he does supply tens of thousands of New York tchotchke shops with the statues every year. And he faces plenty of competition from, well, you guessed it, China. And Ovidio doesn't just make the Statue of Liberty. He walks me around the factory floor to show me his other creations.
This is a casting area where we do the casting for Statue of Liberty, Empire State. Now the people are...
Bits and pieces of Americana are everywhere you look. Tiny Empire State Buildings, extra spires from the Chrysler Building, figurines of Robert Kennedy, Eisenhower, Lincoln.
Yeah, that's a leg. If you're curious to know whose leg is this one, you'll be surprised. That's a Lincoln.
That's Lincoln's leg?
Yes, it is.
Making things is in Ovidio's DNA, a gift from his mother, he says.
My mother was very good on that. She got a golden hand. And I took whatever I could from her, and...
Ovidio wanted to become an architect, a goal that seemed unlikely from his Romanian village under communist control. So at 18, he decided to leave. Without telling anyone, he planned his route to the Danube River and Romania's border with the former Yugoslavia.
I was planning to cross the border by swimming under the river, then going to Yugoslavia and to leave. And I was catching the border by the guards. And it was a difficult border to cross. You know, some they were lucky, they passed, some didn't. And I was the one who didn't, and I paid the price for that.
The price? 5 years in a hard labor camp. But he doesn't like to talk about that.
I don't want people to say, oh, poor guy.
And he told me this right before I joined the military, and I was like, you know what, I feel good about my decision to join the military.
That's Ovidio's son, Ed Colea. He joined the Marines right out of school and went on to fight in Iraq. Now back home, he says he's transitioned from fighting for liberty to making her. He's now learning the family trade. His dad is 74 years old, and as casting gets more technical, his father is leaning on Ed's computer expertise. But Ed admits he's got an enormous torch to carry.
I look at what my dad does, and, you know, he helped with a lot of people. A lot of these people were, you know, from different countries. They were looking for work, and my dad helped give them a job, helped them, you know, take care of their families, you know. And a lot of people do come here because they do live in a bad way. They want to live the American dream. I think everyone wants to live the American dream. I'm still hoping for the American dream, maybe one day.
He says, surrounded by boxes of miniature Lady Liberties. For the world, I'm Nina Porzucchi, New York, New York.